Ash Wednesday preaching. It's quiet and brief. People come for ashes, not a mountain of words. Perhaps such preaching should be poetic, and yet we must preach the word. On Ash Wednesday, I think about the mark of Cain. In the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verse 15. After killing his brother and being exiled, Cain is marked by the Lord as a sign of his guilt, but also as a sign of protection. Well, you may look it up later about the story. Interacting with God on Ash Wednesday, we are guilty and we are sheltered simultaneously by God's mercy. Symbolized by the mark of that gray or black cross on our foreheads. Of course, in the culture of today, it is an uphill battle to try to persuade people that we are sinners. The psychiatrist Carl Menninger, a astute book, says, whatever became of sin was right to ask that question. I make a mistake. I messed up. I had good intention, but just couldn't help myself. I fell. We avoid saying the word sin. The way we talk about sin communicates what we believe about ourselves and God. So let us be clear about sin. By being clear about the grotesqueness of sin, we are clear about the beauty of our Savior. Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the transformation of our sinfulness into the resurrection healing of Easter. Understanding what is sin, seeking forgiveness, and then healing is a liberation, being set free from the bondage. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Those words, these ashes, are a sign of our mortality, a reminder to us that we are created from the dust of the earth, and that our bodies will return to the earth. Those words may weigh heavily on us. They challenge that all of our efforts to be contrary, all of our attempts to hold death at bay, will come to nothing. We do this ritual or this practice. We make this strange gesture. We wear this smudge on our forehead to remind us of who we are and to remind us also of who God is. For it's God who made us out of the dust of the earth. It's God who has given us life and all that we have. Yet we put in place of God all manners of idols that we worship and pursue. Financial success or security, fame, power, bright shiny possessions, or the thrill of new experiences. Cross-shaped ashes lay bare the emptiness of all those pursuits. There is a cross marked on us that is permanent and indelible. After tonight, we can wash off the mark. But there is a cross, it is permanent, that cannot be brushed off or washed away. It is made with the same gesture, with thumb making the sign of the cross on foreheads, but with water and with oil of chrism instead of ashes. And the words are quite different as well, if you may recall. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. We bear that cross all of our lives, even if it is invisible. It is the mark of our belonging to Christ, the mark of our faith. The season of Lent has us thinking about another cross. The cross that looms ahead at the end of Jesus' journey to Jerusalem. We are invited to accompany Jesus, to walk with him as his disciples and followers. Jesus said, "If you would be my disciples, take up your cross and follow me." We are carrying crosses today. These smudges of ash on our foreheads. We carry that other cross on our foreheads as well, the sign of baptism, that we are Christ's own forever. Lent encourages us to embrace the cross of discipleship, growing into our identities as followers of Jesus. As we walk this way of Lent, may we find it a time when we confront our mortality, claim our identity as children of God, and grow more deeply Christ-like as we accompany him.